What's in a name? Like ACC, WMA, DSS, MP3, and many other infamous file attachments. Well, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the genius quiz bar. And actually, I'm not going to talk about those things. Those things are wonderful, and they exist, and they are beneficial to us. This little Olympus WS320M that I have here, digital voice recorder, is now recording on standard play, and it will hold 139 hours of talk on this 1 gigabyte chip that's in here, built in. Absolutely amazing, you know. And I can play it on long play for good talks, but not for exceptional talks. And it'll give me 240 hours of storage space. Now, it's not the idea that I need it, because I don't need it. I could put this on high-quality play and get very few hours on this device and then transfer it over onto there are other equipment that we have. We put it into our files on our computers and make it onto our iPods and iPhones and stuff, whatever we have, and listen to it and enjoy it. Now, those are all great things, but why do we have these different names? Well, there are many organizations that sought to have proprietary type of titles that go on their files, because they wanted to make it work. Well, now the DSS files that are on this gadget DSS or DSL or whatever, are very condensed and very powerful and very good and are very usable. We've been using them for years. But they're not out in public. I don't know why they're not out in public. That'd be a good place to have them too. The MP3 files are what are available on most standard CDs that are played on your CD player at home, on your DVD player at home, and on the various other things that you have. It all plays the MP3s. It's been sort of a universal file. And the music industry has made that a universal file so that they can all put their things onto an MP3 type of file. But Apple came along, and they have their ACC file. Now, their ACC file is a variable file. It can be in high quality and low quality and middle quality, just like these things here, too, can be in these various qualities. I can record here in 5 different qualities on this device, and it's quite amazing. Here, this little tiny thing, no bigger than an inch across, a quarter of an inch deep, and 3 inches long. It's amazing what you can do on this sort of thing. But it's a wonderful and imaginative thing. One of these days, and that day may never come, but one of these days, people may gravitate from proprietary type things into universal type things. And having things in the universal type would be the most wonderful thing we could do. Because then anybody, anywhere, anytime could use it. Now, what you would do, you would have a sliding scale on the universal. You would have it for high density, high quality. You'd have it for Blu-ray. You'd have it for Stingray. You'd have it for everything else under the sun. And all you do is just have it on a different scale. But it's all on the same name or brand or title that you give it, like MP3. So MP3 has been a very easy file system to use, and it's being used by many people, including iPod and including the standard creative brands and Zuni that Microsoft has come out with. But you know, it's just so amusing when we sit back. Sony tried to make themselves proprietary. And what happened? They put themselves out of business. They put themselves out of business with what? What did Sony come up with? What's that little recorder player that they had? Remember the name? Everybody had one. Everybody had one of these little recorder players from Sony. It was whatever name it was. And it was just great. And everybody bought it. But then they made it proprietary. And so everybody else started coming out with their own brand. And when they came out with their own brand, then the Sony brand lost favor. And this is what happens with many things. Now, Zuzuni that the Microsoft is coming out with is probably a very excellent device, very wonderful. And the creative brands that have come up with various things, they're very beautiful. Olympus has come up with them. You name it, they have their devices for recording and so forth. But you see, when you don't move up with the times, you sort of lose your place in the scheme of things. And this is for us too. Last night, Anita sat in her monk's cell working on her iPod and her iTunes. And she said, gee, that takes a long time. It takes a lot of time. It's a very time-consuming job, and that's true. And of course, our internet is not the fastest in the world, but nonetheless, the things that she worked with were time-consuming. Now, why were they time-consuming? And I asked Anita, I said, Anita, why were they time-consuming? And Anita said, because I had to learn them. And I said, yes, that's true. We go down to the Apple store, and they show us iTunes and iPod, and in about 2 or 3 minutes, they can show us all the things that you took an hour or so to figure out. Now, why is it that they can do that? Because they're familiar with it. They're familiar. But you see, we have to learn everybody's program. Mm-hmm. You have to go into Sony and learn their program. You have to go into Microsoft and learn their programs. You have to go into Apple and learn their program. And I'm not saying that anyone is good or bad. I'm only saying that having a universal program where we can learn one program. Now, what kind of keyboard do you have on your computer and on your typewriter? You have the QWERT keyboard. That's the common keyboard that's used. Now, there's another keyboard that came out that's an alphabetical keyboard, and it is a much easier keyboard to use if you haven't learned QWERT. Of course, if you learn the one that we're using, then it's hard to shift. It's not hard to shift because the other is difficult. The other is really easier. But the keyboards were designed by scientists who figured out what keys were struck the most and where the keys should be located for ease of hitting them. And then you just teach your mind where that key is, and then you hit the key. And that, of course, is a very beautiful thing. Now, fortunately, Dvorak, I think Dvorak is the name of the other keyboard that is also available, but it's not going across because people are just accustomed to it. Now, the QWERT keyboard takes more energy and more learning to learn than the Dvorak keyboard takes. But if you don't learn the QWERT keyboard and you go into any office or you go into any typewriter store or you go into any business or you go into any computer and they're all that keyboard. And so if you don't know it, you're out of luck. You got to start over again. You got a new training program and people don't want that new training program. And so the typewriter sold like hotcakes and now the computers sell like hotcakes and now everybody in the world is doing it. But you see, there's a new program coming up now. There's a new program called Anita. And the Anita program is by your thumb. And so on your telephones that I have this little keyboard on the telephone, people hold it like this here, and then they take their thumb, doop, 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 and they play it, you know? Mm-hmm. And like the children, they use their telephones, and their telephone is ABC, you know, and not... in a telephone ABC, not in the ABCs we know, but the kids have learned how to send out messages in the middle of the night using just the light of the keyboard there to send this out and write SMS messages to one another and send it on the telephone, you know? And that's a whole new system of learning, but they're learning it only because it's amusing, mm-hmm. only because it's cute, not because it's really effective. But now, businessmen who are using the other types of telephones that don't have the Apple type of keyboard on it are doing it that way. And now the Apple keyboard, too. When you press it, up it comes, but it's a QWERTY keyboard. And so you at least are familiar with it. But you still go hunt and peck it because you can't get all your fingers across one inch for 5 fingers there, you know, that's like 1, 2, 3 inches going across there. But you see, this is the magic and the miracle. Now, they're working on a solution to that too, which is going to be a new file name. It's going to be THK. It's going to be THINK. And so whatever you think is going to be transferred to your device and sent out. And so you have to start good thinking. You have to start powerful, good, wonderful thinking. And as you have these powerful, wonderful, good thinking, what happens to you? Then that's what comes through on your device. That's what's sent through. Now, they're doing that already in some laboratories, in some scientific laboratories. They're having the brain send these devices, send this information out. And with... they have wires connected from the brain to the device, okay? And it works. Sylvie, what's next?
Wireless.
Wireless. What's next is wireless. There'll be no wire from the brain to the device. And then what's next? No device.
No device, yeah.
Yeah, just the wireless. And just immediately doing whatever you're doing. Now, is that so far-fetched?
No.
It seems far-fetched when we think, golly, when are they going to have it? But it will be quite shortly, I'm sure, that will be available now. So, at the moment, we're still working on our MP3, DSS, and the other programs, the ACC, and whatever devices we have. And these are all good, WMA, you know, during the just before the Second World War, we had the WPA and the Works Project and all sorts of symbols. You know, the shortening, like IBM, you know, shortening company names and things with little symbols. And Apple, I think, did the craziest thing in the world. They had Mac as their program, so you just had unip@mac.com, and that was my email. But then they changed it now, and they have it unipme. Me has been replaced for Mac. Now, they told me, and early in the game, at least my webmaster, that we could not do that. We could not have just a two-letter. But yet, I look at Gordy, our other webman, and Gordy has G-H, Gordy Hammer, at, I think it's W-S dot something, you know, and M-E-I, or whatever. He's got a number of them. But 222, really neat, the little shorties that he has. But it's just... every time anybody comes along and says it can't be done, we'll do it. And every time somebody comes along and says it's got to be so many letters because there's so much confusion out there, we'll do it. Because I now have UNIP, University of Philosophy, Uni University P Philosophy, UNIP dot
US.
US, because it was available. There were those titles available, and there had never been a title like that. UNIP dot US. So when you go www.unip.us, you come to the University of Philosophy, and you come to our program. It's on the computer, and it's available, and we merely have to get more links going in there. And I've asked our webman to draw links in there, but he hasn't had the opportunity to do that yet. And I asked him when was that, about 2 years ago. So I'll get around to doing it myself one of these days, and then we'll see all the things that will happen. And as soon as I get around to doing it, they'll come out with a new program that will make it easier and more exciting and more wonderful. Now, when you think of the name of that gadget that everybody carried with them, their Walkman. The Walkman.
Ah, yeah.
Remember the Walkman?
Yes.
See how quickly we forget. Yes. It's the Walkman. Sony had the Walkman.
Yeah.
And it's passé.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, why is it passé? The boom boxes came in and made it not loud enough. So the kids had to have the boom box. And then the boom box went on to other things and other things.
The MP3 player came out.
MP3 player came out. It's tiny again, then big again, and tiny. You see, you can't be hung up on your own proprietary object. You have to be mobile, focused. You have to be fluid. You have to be able to move into the next millennium. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we'll always do. I hope you enjoyed our chat this morning as much as I did, because it's fun just to be me. I love you. I love you. I love you.